Last week, the governor said that counties would have a little more control and say over what happens moving forward, and didn't give a lot of details on that. It doesn't sound like you guys have received a lot of details up to this point quite yet either.
No, we're still in the dark a little bit, but we are moving forward. We've requested that Dr. Chris Carell, our public health officer, do some things to loosen things up. I think you'll see some businesses turned loose. At least, I hope so. I need a barber.
So, but when you say businesses turned loose, I know that there's been some variance requests that's been going around. It's been on the county's website that people have been sharing on social media. So just walk us through the process that you know up to this point. What is this request for? How does it work? All the details there.
Well, early on last week, I called a couple of businesses and asked them for some letters to request an exemption, and then that started the ball rolling. And then, of course, with the governor coming out, what happens is there's a form that each county puts together for a request for exemption. And what that exemption is, they can open up their business under certain requirements, social distancing being one of them. So we've got some businesses that have really stepped up. I think you'll see them doing business in a different way, but hopefully we'll get them going again. I don't think the common people realize what impact this has had on small business.
And not those that are not only those that are closed, even those that have remained open.
Oh yes,
are hurting as well. But of course, those that have been forced to close even more so. So we're talking the daycares, barbershops, salons,
restaurants.
And so even though a restaurant's been able to stay open, can they still go through this variance request? I mean, they can't have people inside. Can they do a request to open up the dining room?
Oh, I think so. If I owned one, I would. I'd get right on it.
So who goes through these requests? Is this done from the county health departments?
County health department and then into the state.
Commissioner Jerry Harmon with us this morning. Commissioner, County Health Officer Chris Carell has been talking for a number of weeks about wanting to help some of the businesses get back open.
Yes.
And do some things. So what's the latest from public health on a local level? They feel it is safe at this point countywide to start relaxing some restrictions?
Thursday of last week, we got the forms put together, and those are going out to businesses as we speak. And hopefully we'll see some action on them before the end of the week.
And any further direction from the state and the governor's office is just coming when it gets here, huh?
It's kind of a wait and see right now. There are some positive things that are happening. I've got several grandkids in school here. Tickled with the way the school district has reacted here and in Cameron and Cokeville. They're doing some things that are unique in teaching. One thing I am worried about, I've got three granddaughters that are going to graduate this year. I worry for them. I hope we do something special for them. But the other positive thing, our numbers are staying down. I think people are being respectful and that we've learned to social distance. Hope we continue to do that.
Commissioner, as businesses go through these variance requests, you mentioned that they'll even if they open again, they'll still be allowed to or still be required to do some sort of social distancing, and they'll still have they won't be able to just open as normal, correct? Am I understanding that right?
No, and we can use a barbershop for an example. I don't think Dave the barber would care at all. He has offered to open that business up and have one or two people in at a time. Others can wait in their car. It's good weather now. And he would disinfect after each customer. It's possible, and I think there are great things that will happen because of this.
Excellent. Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon, so where do businesses go to find that variance request form?
Public health nurse, or give one of us a call.
And it's posted online as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
On the county website.
Yes.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon, anything else that you can tell us at this point, Commissioner?
You know, we're starting on our budget request now, from now until the 1st of June. We'll be going through that, and we've got a quadruple whammy that we're dealing with. Oil and gas is down, coal's down, COVID-19, of course, and then Trona mines that have been the backbone of our economy in the state. Two of those have closed down just recently. So a lot of layoffs, a lot of uncertainty right now, but we're pretty resilient. We'll work through it.
All right. Commissioner Jerry Harmon, anything else for us, Commissioner?
One thing, we are on flood watch still in the south end of the county. Up here we're pretty good, but Pine Creek drainage and Hamsford drainage, we've got a lot of snow to come down yet. So we're kind of watching that right now.
All right. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon with us this morning. Thanks so much, Commissioner.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.